good morning to those on the West Coast and good afternoon to those on the East Coast.
Michael, how are you?
Good. How you doing?
Doing well, thank you.
Good.
I'm leaving for Italy tomorrow morning.
Wonderful.
Trying to figure out how to get a BlackBerry to work, but other than that, I'm okay.
That's good. Who else do we have so far?
Andy Aronson, Andy Hull, Bill Barnett, Elizabeth Sal, Catherine Narr, who's herself the person working on the South African Imaging Project.
Wonderful.
Tatiana Farood and Suze Mayer.
Terrific.
And
we are really waiting for Ken and Tina, which is the reason we're...
We're on.
You're on?
Yeah, we're on.
Okay. All right. So... All right, I guess basically this shouldn't be too long. We have a couple things, but Michael, are you there, Tavares?
Yes, I'm here.
You are?
Yes.
All right. What I'd like to do is to hold off on yours until the end and then have Ken and Tina stay on the line to discuss that. All right, since it relates basically to the dysmorphology.
Actually, it relates to some things that Tatiana and Elizabeth Moore were looking for as well.
Oh, okay. So maybe we can hold off on that to the end, though, and just go on. For everybody, one of the issues from last time was getting the data that Gene and Luther collected in South Africa. And I've been in touch with Sandy Jacobson, and she is Xeroxing those dysmorphology forms and will be sending them on to me, and so you guys hopefully next week.
Great.
All right, so I was pleased. She was very cordial and very nice about getting it to us, so I'm pleased
That's
with that.
Great.
Ken, you want to tell us what's going on with the dysmorphology database in addition to...
Well, we are... redoing all of the data, I guess, is the bottom line. We've discovered so many mistakes. I say we. Leela Pruitt has discovered so many mistakes in the entry of the dysmorphology forms that it became clear that we were going to have to go over this all over again. I think we're probably... Well, we are a long way into doing this. As far as palpebral fissure lengths are concerned, I can say, for example, that I'm about three quarters finished going over everything. So, and I can't tell you exactly where Leela is in the other measurements, but we're working on it, and we hope to have it done within the next week or two.
All right, and Jill has presumably been in touch with Leela. Or going to be in touch with Leela, and I think she's going to try to give you a hand next week.
Great.
All right. The tablet PC thing, I guess, is on hold until you decide what you want to do about that.
Are you asking me that?
You or Andy?
Yeah, I would. I think that's correct. I think given what I tested in. Brain, it makes life very, very difficult. Now, I am sure, having said that, I think that there is potentially great benefit to doing it, and I say that based upon the experience that we have had over the last couple months in terms of trying to look at how things messed up in terms of data entry, and this really could avoid all of the problems that we've had, and that would be fabulous. But I think as it is right now, it won't work. It will work in a situation in which you're seeing one patient every half hour or 45 minutes. But when you're seeing a patient every 5 to 7 minutes or even less in some cases in a school setting in South Africa or somewhere like that, or a school setting in Rome, you just can't. You can't.
Right. Well, if you need those or if you come up with some better solutions, let me know.
Well,
the main item on the agenda today, which I guess I'd like to do, is to discuss the June meeting. And it's going to be an abbreviated meeting because we're meeting with the PATH project during the day. And then we'll have perhaps a short evening meeting, and then the next day about 4 or 5 hours. And last time we had talked about bringing in some people involved in imaging, and I'd like to know whether you still think that's worth it or whether what you'd like the format to be for our abbreviated clinical meeting.
Yeah. Elizabeth, I missed the last one, and I apologize. I think I was out of town, but at any rate, so the meeting, the two-day meeting will only be for an hour in the evening on the first day and then 5 hours the next day?
Well, no, you'll be, there's going to be a combined CFAST PATH meeting.
Oh, okay.
On the first day.
Okay.
And after that adjourns, do I have this right, Jill? Jill?
I have, Ed, it's Susan.
Hi.
I have, you are meeting, the CFAST and PATH are meeting in a joint meeting on Thursday the 12th from, say, 9 a.m. until 2-ish.
Okay, I have it backwards then. So then the Wednesday meeting then is going to be the joint.
Yes, so on the Wednesday morning, you, the clinical and the basic science groups will meet from in the morning, 8:30 or 9, until roughly 2.
Yep.
And then after that, the clinical meets, and they have a lengthier meeting that goes till like 7 or so in the evening.
All right, yeah, okay. So the clinical meeting that's going to meet from 2 to 7, and then Thursday will be the joint meeting of the CFAST PATH.
Right. So the clinical only meeting is cut a little bit short.
Right. So it'll be like 2 to 7 and with breaks. So
yeah.
During that 5-hour meeting, I guess, is it worth bringing in people to discuss imaging, or do we just want to go over what's going on in the clinical group? And I'm open to suggestions for this.
What are you talking about when you say bringing people in to discuss imaging? Are you talking about brain?
Yeah, Kathy Sulik recommended some people to come in to discuss various ways that you could compare brain images across species and comparative brain anatomy and development was one possibility that was placed on the table and recommended a few people for that.
Yeah, I won't be there. Sorry.
I thought you were going to make the one day.
I'm making the first day.
All right, that's Wednesday, the clinical meeting.
Yeah.
That is right near the human brain mapping meeting, so.
Yeah, we're going to Melbourne.
Oh, okay. All right. So then I guess it's not a great idea to invite imagers in for that.
No.
So what items would you like on the agenda for that meeting? Do we want to just do the progress reports like we've done in the past and then have an open discussion, or do we want to try to deal with some of the issues that you know, that are coming up? I mean, if I knew that the databases were going to be complete, we could, you know, even try to get some data or ideas about future analysis of combining the different databases. But
by the database,
are
you talking about morphology?
Pardon?
When you said if I knew the databases were going to be complete, the dysmorphology database will be complete. Well,
no, you mean combining dysmorphology, cognitive, neuropsych, and like facial imaging, don't you, Ed?
Well, I would mean at least the dysmorphology, the facial imaging, and hopefully some of the neurobehavioral that we have previously.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is Sarah. That's all we have for any of the databases, right? All just existing data right now.
Right, but we don't have a good way to come. It comes back to the whole, how do you combine it?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have a way to combine it.
Right. I think for me, an agenda item would be, I mean, I think progress is informative, but briefly, because I think we, you know, can read the progress report. For me, it would be nice to talk about issues and problems and concerns. I think, you know, for example, last time we talked a little bit about the, you know, there were problems highlighted about the collection of alcohol data, and I don't think we had, it was sort of added on. We didn't seem like we had enough time to talk about it. So for me, it would be nice to have identified time to talk about issues and concerns.
All right. So what then I'm going to send, have Jill send out an email that will collect the concerns and issues that you think that we need to discuss at that meeting. And we will limit progress reports to very brief 5-minute things. And Jill sent out an email yesterday requesting, you know, just a PowerPoint presentation of any progress that you have so we can post that up on the web. Mm-hmm. So we'll make those available to everybody ahead of the meeting. People will see where we are. But this 5 hours that we have to meet will be devoted to trying to resolve some of the problems, et cetera, that the consortium is running into.
Oh, for progress, for those PowerPoint, now, are you talking about progress since the new funding began or in general?
Yeah, progress since the last summer meeting.
Okay, last summer meeting.
And we like.
So you don't mean January.
Pardon?
You don't mean since we met in January. You mean for the past year.
The past year. The summer meeting is like that update and a PowerPoint presentation that we can that people can have access to on the web. And they're private, so you don't have to worry about other people getting them. It's just that mm-hmm. people in the consortium then can get an idea of what the data look like. All right, and I think it helps me when I have to write the progress report for the admin core of what's going on. So that's why I like to see what's going on and keeping people up to date. All right. Let's see. I'm working on, hopefully everyone received the past protocols that were sent out to everybody. And we're going to be working on an agenda for the common topics to talk at the PASS project. It'll probably be nutrition as one of the factors and banking of brain or banking of tissue may be the other topic that we're going to try to talk about. But no set agenda has been set for that yet. I'm still working with Gary Hankin on that. There are the items that I wanted to cover. I don't have any update on the ultrasound and the sheep for you, Andy. So.
Okay.
But that's about it. Tatiana, do you want to bring people up to date on the alcohol measure questionnaires?
Yeah, so there's two parts to this. So I sent around a summary. Let me pull out my summary. It's more of a talking point. What are the issues that we're going to need to discuss? This is not meant at all to be anything close to what we're going to collect, but I tried to kind of lay out what are the issues, what are the main things that I and others were concerned about not having. And then we've got a call that I think Jill is. I think she's still scheduling, or we may have a date. I don't remember where we are with that, where we're actually going to go over with the subset of individuals who are, you know, have questionnaires and go over where the uniformity is. I think there's some things that are being collected in some and not others, and what would be the options for trying to get some of these elements in there. So some of the things that were sort of compared across instruments is some instruments are collecting, you know, amount routinely consumed, some are also or collecting information on binge drinking, frequency and quantity of that. Those are two quite different things that are really important in terms of animal modeling and being able to define what the pattern of drinking was. And then also sort of the approach to questions. So I've seen some that have used, like, you know, table formats to collect all this, but also are you using open-ended questions or actually offering up choices? And so I think if we can work our way just through these questions on the call that we're having before the meeting, I think that would at least allow us to be able to present sort of a summary of what's the commonality across the instruments, what could potentially be added to some instruments so that we could get a little bit better prenatal alcohol exposure data.
That's
So mm-hmm. that conference call, Jill, is scheduled for when?
We're waiting to hear back from Dr. May and Dr. Warren.
Okay.
I didn't think we had a date yet. I know some times have been proposed.
Yes.
Go ahead. Somebody else had a question, too, though.
Yeah, Elizabeth. I don't remember being in the loop on this. Did you just get all this information from Sarah, what she had compiled?
I got instruments from Sarah, from Tina, from Phil, and was there someone else?
Me?
Three main sources. If you want to be added and participate in the conference call, you're more than welcome to, Elizabeth.
Elizabeth, I think I because we went through and did a lot of this already,
okay.
Like looking through all the questionnaires, including yours, and I provided that information to Tatiana.
Okay, great. But, you know, perfect. Not a problem. It's just if I could be kept in, just so I know what.
Do you want to be on the call?
She should be involved. Well, I don't know if you want to be on the call, but she definitely obviously is collecting the information, so needs to know.
Yeah, I mean, I was thinking that this needs to be a subgroup that I think needs to meet at the meeting in June.
Okay, so you're talking about sort of a committee.
Mm-hmm.
Deal with it. Okay, well, then I'm fine with letting you handle it. I just wanted to make sure you had my stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's one piece, and I'm glad to talk about it more. I mean, I think the key thing is I know we've done some of this before, but the problem is the extent of variables that we've got right now, I know that not all variables that we're proposing can be collected by all sites from all individuals, but I think there is a need to at least try to push the envelope a little bit farther and get a little bit more data, realizing that not everybody can get it, but that we need to get a little bit more information and some more uniformity or at least some additional information into the central repository. What we've got right now, I think, is not going to be sufficient to allow us to work with the deferred group. I mean, that's my opinion, and I think we sort of discussed this at the last meeting. And, I mean, just realizing that it's not going to be a one-size-fits-all. There are some people who will not be able to collect data, but it's also of the philosophy, if you don't ask it, you can't collect it.
Well, I think we want it to be more inclusive than...
Yeah, I mean, what we've got right now I just think is insufficient. I mean, it's not going to work for what we need, especially in the deferred group. And I think in terms of animal models, it's insufficient because what we find, we don't know how to interpret and bring to the people doing animal studies.
So at the June meeting, do you think you're going to be able to bring together a reasonable approach to this thing? So
what this document, I mean, and it can be spread as widely as you want. I mean, it's just, I mean, what I tried to lay out was just to try to get us all on the same page because I know this is an issue that just, you know, people feel really strongly about. And I just at the very end went through, I think, at a minimum, the elements that we've got to come up with some questions on. And I just don't think what we have is going to work for the future. I think we've got, and it's clear that a number of studies are collecting more. So for several studies, we're not asking them to do any more. We're just going to try to line them up.
Okay.
So Tatiana, this is Jennifer, and sorry, I came in about 5 minutes late. When you're thinking of trying to compare this with the animals in just in terms of pattern of drinking or in timing of drinking?
Yeah, I mean, so, yes, go ahead. So one of the questions is routine consumption versus binge consumption. You know, the way they're administering alcohol in these animal models really are more, in several studies, is more of a binge approach
than it is a routine
consumption approach. And here we are spending a lot of time collecting routine consumption. I don't see us doing anything in terms of trying to capture binge, although some of the questionnaires have it on there. And that's why I'm saying that information has got to get into the central repository because there are some questionnaires collecting binge. I mean, don't you think?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, most of the animal stuff is doing the binge.
It's doing a binge model, and yet in terms of our human data, we're not putting anything related to binge into the central repository.
So, Tatiana, how does what you put together differ from what I went through and looked at everyone's, all the child neuro questionnaires? So it didn't include the infant projects, but we went through and we compiled all the questions that were similar. We added questions that we thought needed to be added, and we tried to come up with some uniformity. How does that differ?
But those aren't ending up in the central repository.
That's because we don't have the database yet, and it's part of the new phase. So it was on its way to the central repository, and we put it on hold because we thought.
So if you have the individual questions there, I mean, when we talked about individual questions, you sent me the four questions that are currently in there. If you've got drafts of all of those questions, that's what we need for the call.
I guess what happened at the last meeting was that I presented what we were going to do, and it was pretty much to put it bluntly, essentially shredded because people didn't like what we had done. And I'm fine with starting over, but I kind of feel like what you're saying is exactly what I did. And so I don't want you to have to duplicate all of that effort all over again.
So why don't you, can you send me your PowerPoint? Is that
I'm gonna break in here because I know some people have to leave early today.
Okay.
And I think this is the type of thing that you guys need to discuss on that conference call.
Okay.
Rather than, you know, here.
On this call.
So,
do you want me to mention the contacts with Ingrid Holm, too?
Pardon?
I mean, I've been doing calls with Ingrid Holm, too, from PATH.
I'm having a hard time hearing you.
Do you want me to talk at all about the contacts with Ingrid Holm?
Hold on. I'm having...
Can everyone else hear me?
I'm sorry. My phone...
Yeah, I can hear you.
So Ingrid Holm is doing, I guess I just want to make people aware of it. I mean, so she's, I mean, I've been talking to her about two elements, both in terms of DNA collection and what's being done in PATH,
right,
and also 3D imaging, because she has an interest in that as well. And so a lot of that will get discussed, I think, at the meeting. I just wanted everyone to know that, there, you know, I formed a connection, and we've got, I think, our second or third call now scheduled for next week after this call, because she's really interested in learning more about how we're going to collect tissue specimens, particularly DNA, comparability, and also to learn more about the way we're doing 3D facial imaging.
Right. Yeah, I saw your email on that. So.
Okay. I just wanted people to know. I didn't want it to be a surprise.
No, I was going to ask you about that next. So.
Okay.
All righty.
Hey, Tatiana, this is Andy. If we can sit in on the discussions just so we're ready to go when it comes around to time for informatics before to start doing things, I think that'll help us.
Sure.
Thanks.
Yeah, because I know that my next question was going to be an update on the DNA collection, and then I know that you and Charlie have been going back and forth about that.
We'll be presenting results on different kinds of saliva and mouthwash. I have them doing some work here because Ingrid, we tested about a year ago and had a lot of trouble with contamination, but Ingrid says they've got some newer kits, and they're having nice success with a saliva extraction. So I'm getting some comparison on saliva and also a mouth rinse.
All right. Michael, you have any comments or anyone else? Because we've gone through the items I had on the agenda. So
I have
except for Michael. Wanted to discuss some issues. But any comments or concerns? Or
I have nothing to add.
Basic sciences? All right. Michael, you wanted to discuss some things.
Yes, that's correct.
You got the floor.
All right. What I wanted to do is to have, we had like a discussion back in January about implement like the concept of what we call the primary record or the key record for the Desmo data. And we're in the process like pretty much implement that. But I did have a couple questions, and I'm trying also like to nail down like a couple details so that we can expedite the process.
And I should say that if you're not interested in the database, there's really no reason for you to stay on the line. And, that. So, I mean, these are going to be very specific questions. So, you know, it involves people that are dealing with creating these databases for, and then other people will use them. So, if you're not in the creating part of that, I think you can kind of.
Yeah. Okay. Bye, everyone.
You don't want to waste people's time. Because I know that some people had to be off of here by 10:15. So.
Yeah. Bye. All right, hi. This is. Oh, everybody leaving now?
Nope, I'm here.
Oh, this is Claire. Sorry, I had a.
Oh, okay. We're just talking about a database thing now, Claire.
Ooh, Claire, don't get off.
Don't get off.
Can I ask Claire a quick question?
Sure.
I'm
about to send her an email, but are you collecting data, Claire?
Not as yet, because Marcus is being taken over by another organization, and all this contract went into abeyance, and I'm spending all my time trying to get them renegotiated and sent to Emory so that we can actually start working.
Okay, so I'm going to send you an email. We'd like to get Jeff down there to try to work on your camera setup.
That'd be perfect.
Perfect. All right, that's what I want to know. I'll send you an email about it today.
Good. No, not a problem. We're happy to do it.
Wonderful. Thank you.
All right. All right, I'm sorry.
But I grabbed her while I heard her voice.
I'm sorry, Michael. I just didn't want people hanging on who, you know, really had other things they needed to do.
Sure, I understand. I just want to make sure that at least, like, one person left.
Yeah, I'm here. And Tatiana's
there. I'm here.
And Ken, no, I'm still here, there, right?
Bear is here.
I'm here.
All right. Well, the first thing that I want to ask is how you guys want to define the visit as far as, like, time? Because when, like, you do, like, the examination and, like, in a single, like, subject can have, like, multiple exams. So, and we try to isolate, like, the record, like, based on, like, the dysmorphology and the visit.
Can I clarify what he means? We talked about this yesterday. So supposing the dysmorphology exam is done on one day and the neuropsych testing is done on a different day, but they're within a certain window of each other. What do you want that window to be to call it one, quote, visit? You understand the issue? It's not like we're talking about visit across like a 2.5-year period, but there can be, you know, like especially in South Africa when all the kids get grouped together to be seen by the dysmorphologist, it will not be the same day as neuropsych testing.
So why can't we keep both dates?
You can keep both dates, but remember you want to be able to merge data from different domains. And so don't you want to have from a relatively common uniform time? You don't want us to mix in the, you don't want them to mix in the future. Dysmorphology collected 10 years before the neuropsych.
So are you saying that we would have the original dates, but we would also, like, say, have a six-month window?
Yeah, and exactly. So that's exactly the length I had suggested yesterday, was a six-month window.
But you're not suggesting that we'll lose the original dates?
No. It's just the idea of if one of the things people said they wanted was to be able to generate a data set that included variables from dysmorphology, from the neuropsych battery, and from facial imaging.
6 months.
And so it seems logical that you'd want to have that if that was a record. You'd want to have that from a common time point. It's relevant because as we get longitudinal data, you'll certainly have the option of collecting multiple, quote, visits on a subject. But wouldn't you want to have things lined up on one record if they come from one visit?
Sure. Can't you just do that anyway when you merge data sets?
We can't currently merge very well. That's the issue here.
That's one of the problems, right?
That's the issue. That is totally the issue. You captured it.
How on earth?
So we're trying to give them a way to merge them, and we don't want to use the date of the visit because we already know that the date of the visit may not be the same for different parts of the battery.
Don't you want to have different variable names for different dysmorphia exams, for instance?
Well, or you could use the same variable name but tie it to a visit number. You know,
yeah, but you're going to have some way to distinguish them, or you're not going to be able to use.
Right, but if you tie it to the date of the visit, then it's an independent record on which you've collected that dysmorphology. That's how we do it. I actually should not speak for how the informatics corps. That's how we do it when we collect longitudinal data. We tie it to the date of the visit. Is that how you do it, Andy and Michelle?
Yes.
We also have we also tie a dysmorphology exam to the examiner who does the exam.
Right. Yeah. But I mean, in terms of the date, you tie it to it to the date as to which visit it is.
All right. But so that should be in a merge record a simple computational type of thing, right? Just
right. The question is only the window size, Ed.
I think 6 months.
I thought 6 months too. That's what I suggested yesterday.
All right. We'll make an edict. It's 6 months.
Sold in 6 months.
Okay.
Okay. Keep going. The second one that I had real quick, and this is more just like to try to, so we can like implement this faster and give you guys like something to look at like pretty quick. I was wondering if you could like help like identify a set like initial like core variables that can be used as like a parameter so we can use them like to identify the record.
Are you talking about dysmorphology or for which database?
For this particular one is dysmorphology.
Didn't we already do this?
I'm sorry?
We already talked about this. I mean, so the issue is that height and weight are not necessarily recorded by all dysmorphologists, correct? I mean, it might be recorded by one, but they might not all take the height and weight, so it might not be attached to each dysmorphologist, correct?
Yes.
Isn't that true? So you want to use variables that when you're looking for the most complete record. Is that what you're asking?
Yes.
I mean, we were talking about completeness being the way to identify the primary record. And so we wanted to use variables that would always be completed, not variables that would be dependent on the examiner. So we said height and weight should not be used to identify completeness of data in identifying the key record. And you would not want to use alcohol consumption variables, and you would not want to use race and ethnicity as one of those variables. So what we talked about were the physical exam direct measures that all dysmorphologists would collect.
Since Leela is cleaning the data, is she going to create a data set that has height and weight in every record?
I'm just going to throw out a suggestion. Is can Ken designate the primary record that he wants used?
Well, we were going to define it on completeness. One of the variables that there is that will do it is which dysmorphologist it is. If you had equally complete data from both dysmorphologists, then we actually have a prioritization with Ken number one, Gene number two, Luther number three, Miguel number four, Melanie number five, and Nat number six. So if the records are equally complete, you would take, for example, Ken's always first. He had done it. But we did say that if there was one dysmorphologist that did a more complete exam or had more complete records, that and maybe that never happens, that would be the record that would be.
Well, I'm just saying, since Ken's going through each of these dysmorph exams record by record, because he's redoing all these percentiles, couldn't he just simply designate one as the one that, if people want to merge databases, that's the one they use?
What criteria would he use?
His expertise in saying, this has the most complete usable data. This is the one that I think is the best one.
Or couldn't he put the height and weight? I mean, if the kids were seen by two dysmorphologists within a two-day period, just use the same height and weight?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that was one of the things that would happen is whatever the key record became, height and weight, all the alcohol consumption would have to be dumped into that record so it would all be complete.
Yeah. It's just that, I mean, the multiple dysmorphologists was simply to see how good the dysmorphologists were, so that Ken could write a paper up about, you know, hey, there's good concordance between these measures between different dysmorphologists or not.
So let me ask, is Ken on the phone?
Yes.
So, Ken, I mean, if you got that added to your list, I mean, would that slow? I mean, the one reason it's attractive to do it, you know, just algorithmically is it can be done quickly once it's programmed. For Ken to do that, that's a lot of records that potentially Ken has to go through, isn't it?
Well, they're already doing it now, Tatiana.
But you'd have to go back to the ones you've already done.
Well, no, I think it's part of the process of going through all of these 1,300 cases now that it is possible, because you got to go through and see where you have to transfer the height and weight information to the record that would be, according to the algorithm, the most complete one. It would be going forward, though, it would be nice to have some sort of algorithm that automatically identified.
So are you early enough in the process that if you needed to add this to what you need to do over there, it wouldn't mean you'd have to go back and redo things?
No, I think...
Okay. Oh, in that case, then, that's a reasonable approach. I was thinking he was already far enough along, he wouldn't want to go back.
So we're going to have... Ken's going to have to designate one of the multiple exams as the key record, fill in height and weight if that needs to be filled in, and then that's the one that people are going to use when they're merging databases.
So let me ask you a question, Ed. That means someone's going to manually go in and enter height and weight on that record? I don't think that's wise. Why wouldn't you copy it from a different record into there?
You don't get any
error in writing, in entering.
Right, no, I agree. And I think in the future, if we go to the tablet PC, is that every bit of information is going to have to be entered in every record. So that'll eliminate the problem in the future. It'll just be done then by who the dysmorphologist is. All right,
because
the tablet PC is not going to allow you to go on without having an entered variable.
No, I agree going forward. I'm just looking to reduce a new source of error.
Yeah, no, I agree. And so, I don't think it has to be typed in. It could be copied in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's something that Michelle and Andy, I mean, I think that'd be pretty easy to program.
Right. So
I think it's going to happen with what Lee was doing already.
Yeah.
So you're literally copying it, or you're typing it, or what are you doing?
I don't know what the answer to that
okay.
is. All right.
She's not typing anything in, I don't think. I mean, I guess I can't speak for exactly what Leela's doing, but from what I've spoken to her about how she's generally doing things, she's, you know, doing queries on the database to get results and then using those
okay.
in other places. But, you know, only Leela can answer that.
Okay. Michael, anything else?
Let me think here for a second. So if I understood this correctly, move as of right now, then what we need to do will be like once the key records are identified is for us to somehow like be able to query them and display them in the repository as of right now. Is that correct? And then like moving forward, do we like implement like an algorithm to like identify the primary record?
Right, and I think since moving forward, every dysmorphologist is going to enter every bit of data. The algorithm is simply going to be that list of who the dysmorphologist is.
Okay.
You know, if it's Ken, that's going to be the primary record. If it's Luther versus Nat, then it's Luther.
Gotcha.
That work for you, Ken?
Yeah, that works fine.
All right. All right, so hopefully by the meeting, the dysmorphology database is going to be done, set up, and ready to go, and then we'll be working on ways to merge it with the facial imaging and the neurobehavioral, right?
What's your plan in the dysmorphology? Are you going to be done in time for the meeting, or are you thinking any earlier?
Earlier.
Do you have a sense of when that might be?
I think so.
I'm asking because it'd be really nice if the informatics core had the opportunity to write the code to merge data from the different sources and that we could be discussing how that works rather than what it is they're going to be doing. I think that would make it a more productive way to move forward.
2 weeks.
Okay, that would be great. I mean, don't you think, Andy and Michelle, if they were done in 2 weeks, that would give you the primary key, and then you could, you know, do some querying so that we could all try to get the data we needed and could then give you feedback at the meeting.
At the meeting, absolutely.
Yeah, that work.
Okay.
Okay. I just think that would really move things forward.
All righty. All right. So everyone's set on priorities and things to do?
Yes.
All righty. Any other issues?
No, I think we're okay for now.
Okay. Then take care, and I'll see you all.
Ed, I'm sorry. Sarah's on the phone still, right?
Yes.
How do you see how things are going on neurobehavior, Sarah? Are you happy with what we've gotten you?
You know, honestly, I haven't spent a lot of time with it. I know Ryan's been working on it and has been pretty happy. We were stalled because of the you know, we've been talking what we've been calling the demographics, and that's what included all that alcohol, all the stuff that Tatiana's now working on. So that's why we're stalled on that. But I think otherwise I think we're on track, right?
I think, you know, we're looking to see what you guys think of some of the things that we've done.
Okay.
And if happy with it, then we're pretty close.
So I'm expecting big things by this meeting.
What?
I'm expecting big things by this meeting. So that. At this meeting, we can start talking about, okay, what are the questions we want to start to really answer with these cases that we have in the database? And, you know, because there were a lot of errors in the dysmorphology database, so, you know, there are going to be lots of questions that we can now pose on a clean data set. So, you know, some diagnoses are probably going to change and everything else, so.
Is neurobattery data being collected already?
For phase two, yes.
Okay. And have you been using the data entry tools for that?
No.
Okay.
Not yet. We've only just started data collection, and we haven't even gotten to that point yet.
Okay. Thanks.
All righty, everybody. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And we'll see you
soon. Thank you, guys.
Right. Ed, I need some time with you in a few minutes.
Pardon?
You have some time to talk to me further
No, I have an appointment at 10:45, and then I'll call you afterwards.
Okay, on the phone.
All right, take care.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.